This is Jerry Gaffney with the Irish Guitar Podcast. I'm here with my teacher, Tony O'Rourke. And today's tune is a set dance called The Drunken Gauger, although whenever I look at it, I always read it as The Drunken Gouger, but it's The Drunken Gauger. I think it's played in jig time, Tony, but it has all the characteristics of a jig, but more slowly, is that right?
Well, that's right, Jerry. It's a set dance. So that's the most important thing to remember about this tune is that it is specifically written for a step dancer to dance to. So it's got very strict rules about the tempo of the tune, how fast it's to be played. And also in this particular tune, the way the parts are played, we'll get onto that in a minute, the order that the parts are played in. Now, it's played in jig time. And it has all the characteristics of a jig, but it's played far more slowly than a jig. The button accordionist John Regan recorded this tune on his classic album, The Slopes of Ben Bulben, and that's a great album. I've learned a lot of tunes off that album. A most unusual feature of this tune is the order in which the parts of the tune applied. Now, normally we play a tune, it's got an A part and then it's got a B part, and you know, there's a few three-part tunes that got a C part, and then there's some tunes that got a D part, and you normally play them one after the other, or you might play the one part and repeat it and then onto the next part and so forth. But in this particular tune, bearing in mind that it's a set dance or a set piece, the parts go A, A, B, A, B, A. Right, so it's a six-part tune, but it's only got two parts. It's got an A part and a B part, but it's A, A, B, A, B, A. And that would be the sequence required by someone stepping the tune. However, my observations at sessions, and it's not played all that often at sessions, but when it is played, is that it's often played in the wrong sequence, with musicians becoming confused as to what part the other musicians are about to play next, and everybody looks at each other. It's very easy to unintentionally speed up this tune as well, especially when you're playing slow tunes. It starts as a slow tune, and it should finish as a slow tune, and it's a really good test of your counting. It's so easy to speed up a slow tune. If you do that around dancers, you're likely to get told very quickly. So remember, it's in jig time, but certainly not in jig tempo.
And the chords for the tune are D, G, E minor and A. And as usual, we remind listeners that they can purchase the booklet and access various other materials. The booklets are $9 US at irishguitarpod.com. Now, usually we hear a slow version of the tune followed by a normal-paced version, but because The Drunken Gauger is already a dance tune that's fairly slow, we're only going to listen to the one version, I think, Tony.
That's correct.
And we'll see you next week for the Dunmore Lassies.
See you all then.